Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Just very quickly, in case you missed it, there was a celestial ballet happening in the sky. Was that what they called it? Celestial ballet. Yeah, it was a lunar eclipse.
Why do they call lunar eclipses that? A celestial ballet?
Unless the moon is moving outside of its orbit, which I would then consider a celestial ballet.
Unless
Don't
the
tell
moon
me about
is
it.
Actually doing a moonwalk, do not call it a ballet, okay?
It was another, basically, it was like a red moon.
Blood moon.
Blood moon.
Blood moon. Spooky.
Anyway, it's now over, and here we are.
We made it, Stacey.
We made it.
We lived through another blood moon. Thank goodness. But more importantly, Calgary won. Here we go, Johnny Hockey. Yes, it is the kickstart my heart version of the air horns, because we got a Battle of Alberta on our hands.
I feel
Stacey.
Like chronologically you should have started with, yes, the Oilers won, followed by, yes, the Flames won.
Classic Oiler fan over there, just always judging Flames fans. See, the thing about Flames fans, we at least respect the Oilers. Hey, you guys had great times in the 80s, won a lot of cups, 99, good for you. Hey, but then you guys are just the older brother, and we're the younger brother. You always bully us, look down on us. Oh, you should have mentioned us first. We're the Oilers.
Not how I
We're
said
the
it.
Oilers. How come we're not first? You know what? I'm going to save my trash talking for, I was going to say 2 weeks, but I think it's going to be shorter than that. So you know what? I'm going to save my trash talking for about a week and a half.
I was going to say maybe we shouldn't trash talk each other at all and just be friends through this whole thing. That would be boring.
That would be so stupid, Stacey. Plus, why would we do that? If you don't know, Stacey loves the Oilers. I love the Flames.
Right.
Pretty sure you could piece that together just by the beginning of that conversation. But yeah, Battle of Alberta. I'm very excited. We'll have some shenanigans. But it's not like a fake fandom. Like some radio people, they'll be like, yeah, I love this team just for the sake of radio, right? No.
Like, I've been an Oiler fan for a while.
I don't know if you've seen that photo of me when I was like 2.
He's legit.
Sleeping in that Calgary Flames like onesie. But I like, this is my team. This is my ride or die here. The Calgary Flames. My dog's name is Kipper. After Mika Kippersoff. Like,
he deserves to win this cup, you guys.
But seriously, it's going to get pretty awkward. Like, if Edmonton gets a 2-0 lead, just a heads up, I'm going to be pretty snippy with you. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
So it's going to be just like every day?
Oh. Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton. The free food and fuel, courtesy of our friends at Saskatoon Co-op and SaskPork, Dunzo.
Yeah.
Dunzo. We're giving away the grand prize today. You're going to be going down to the co-op in Stonebridge, I believe.
Yes, I am.
At around 7:40.
7:40 to do the grand prize draw.
Yeah, shenanigans will ensue after that. And someone's winning
$5,200 worth of gift cards.
Boom.
$100 a week for a year.
How do you like them apples? I got a little bit of a situation going on right now on
situation?
My toe. Yesterday, I stubbed my toe. Not yesterday. Last week, I stubbed my toe so bad that my toenail partially came off.
Well, now, describe how you stubbed it, because it was gross.
The door in this hotel bathroom we were staying at, because last weekend we spent the weekend in Edmonton for my wife's dance competition, and the door opened, and just it was like way above the ground. Like it wasn't...
Just high enough.
Just high enough that it caught
nail.
My like second biggest toe, caught my nail, and like ripped it off, basically. Like 2 sides of my nail are completely gone. It's just holding on by that one side. Picture your toenail, and I know this is gross, opening like a door.
Yes.
That's what I can do with my toenail now. It's like a little door to
a doornail.
Gross inside toe skin.
Yes.
Gross. Do you want to see?
Yeah.
Okay. Just a second here.
I love gross things.
I'm just going to come over there. Second.
I've never seen, and you know what? Clayton's a sock all the time kind of guy, so I've never actually seen your feet.
Oh, it's bandaged.
You're taking it off?
Ripping off the bandage.
He's literally ripping off the bandaid. Live radio. Live radio. Live radio. Dude. Oh,
I know. So look.
Oh.
It opens up.
It does. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? It is a door. And you're wondering what to do?
So, like, when I Googled it, they're like, no, like, never rip off your own toenail because it can catch, like, the skin. You get, like, a hangnail on steroids, like the cuticle or whatever.
Okay.
So they're like, no, don't rip it off by yourself.
Take it off. It's dead. It's not coming back. You've ripped the growth plate.
But I don't want to rip it off. I don't want to go to the doctor and, like...
You don't need to go to the doctor and you don't need to rip it off. Get a nail scissor and just snip the one side. Leave the nail attached to your cuticle.
I only know one speed, Stacey. And that's 110%.
Oh, jeez.
That's the only way I know how, Stacey. Only
well,
way
then,
I know how.
Either tear your skin off or live with your doornail.
Oh. Doornail! It's a great term. Yes.
Just a huge shout out to my daughter, Fiona. I'm sure I've shouted her out before. But guess what she did? She nighttime potty trained herself. Definitely air horn worthy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Here we go, Fiona.
She's been potty trained, like daytime potty trained, for quite some time. Thank you. Yes, very proud when that happens of her and myself, because it's quite an ordeal, potty training a child. But I was like, okay, let's not just worry about the nighttime. Let's focus on the day, and we'll deal with the nighttime potty training at some point. Mm-hmm. So she's been wearing pull-ups at nighttime.
Pull-ups,
shout out
baby.
To pull-ups for seriously saving lives. But I thought, okay, I have to start, you know, like, I don't know, how do you just specifically nighttime potty train a kid? And then she just stopped peeing at night and did it herself. She's like, you know what, Mom? You're taking far too long on this whole thing. I'm just going to stop peeing at night. And it's fantastic.
So I remember when you first had Fiona, and she was sleeping like 12 hours a night, and you would just
magic.
Be Braggy McBraggerson on the radio here. Oh, yeah, my kid is a delight sleeping. And now you're just like, yeah, kid's training herself out of pee.
I know.
Is your kid like...
What can't she do?
Is she... You need to get some tests done with Fiona, because she might be the most gifted child ever.
I don't know. Probably.
Some bad news and some good news. The bad news is no rider training camp today. There was no rider training camp yesterday, of course. No new collective bargaining agreements, which means no CFL football. According to insiders, they all believe it's going to be a quick strike. It's the first strike since like 74 or something like that. They don't think it's going to last too long. They think they're going to figure it out, get back on the field. That's the bad news. No training camp at Griffith Stadium yet. The good news...
The great news.
It's time for another episode of Drunk Cruise Mornings. This is when we slow down a random conversation we had last week. We slow it down by about half. Makes us sound like Mr. Leahy from Trailer Park Boys. So if you were ever wondering what it would sound like if we were allowed to drink at work, here you go.
Add another food to the food shorted list. Vegetable oil. High five to those of us, i.e. Clayton and I, who recently purchased air fryers.
Yeah, we're those people.
We don't need no stinking oil.
We're air fryer people. We're better than you.
But we're not, because we have the tiniest of air fryers.
We have the loser air
Ours
fryer.
Ours were $50?
Yeah, we the cheap people. Honestly, couple tater tots.
A handful of fries. Two chicken fingers.
Two? Wow, you got the deluxe model over there. But, yeah, air fryers.
96.3 Cruise FM. Variety that rocks, that is Moist with Push. Enjoyed every second of that song. It's Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton.
It's my wife's birth song.
That's a good one. Coming up around 7:40-ish, we're going to be giving away the grand prize for Cruise FM's free food and fuel, along with our friends at Saskatoon Co-op. I'm actually going to the co-op in Stonebridge to do the giveaway. And, of course, big thanks to Sasport for helping us out doing all the giveaways. Someone is going to win today $5,200 worth of either food or fuel, whatever you'd like, in the form of a $100 gift card every week for a year. Stay tuned.
Here's my impression of Calgary Flames fans last night at around 10:35. Okay, not really an impression, more of a sound effect.
Yeah, that's
but,
what it probably sounded like in your brain last night.
Johnny Hockey, baby! There's no way the hockey gods were going to let us lose that game. And if you were watching it, you know exactly what I mean. This Jake Oettinger kid, Oh my goodness.
23 years old.
Holy Applebee's, can this guy play goalie? Looking like a young Mika Kiprusoff back in the day. Like this guy, it was...
Did he stand on his head?
He did stand on his head, as the classic saying goes. It was so frustrating. And then Johnny Hockey scores just a greasy one. Well, greasy slash good.
Was like, it a five hole?
He meant to shoot it up high. It was just from a weird angle. But doesn't matter. They don't care how you score them.
No.
They just matter that you do score them. Yeah. So we got Flames and Oilers coming up in the second round. We're going to have some shenanigans. Bonkers. We're going to have some shenanigans. Don't worry. We're going to meet after the show today, discuss some ideas.
And actually fight?
Oh, some wagers. Some, like, that's the thing, Stacey. We are going to be fighting basically for the next, like, I don't know.
Well, how long do they usually last? 2 weeks?
Well, probably like the next 8 days, because we are going to sweep you. So.
The Flying Dutchman texted and he's like, you guys should put some money down against each other. $500 sounds like a good number. I was like, we work in radio. We're going to put it more around $20.
$500? I'm not maxing out my credit card limit for this. And yes, that is
much more realistic.
That is sadly it. Yes. Last night, the Flames offense struggling, right? Like just really, really struggling. And it's 1-0 after the first. I'm like, the boys need a change. I go and get myself a haircut. I'm a goalie. I'm really superstitious.
You gave yourself more than just a haircut.
I shave my head, shave my beard completely, but I kept the mustache. Mm-hmm. So I kept my mustache. All of a sudden, what happens? The Flames score 2 goals. The haircut worked, Stacey. Obviously, the boys in the locker room were like, hey, yeah, guys, Clayton in Saskatoon's just shaving his head as we speak because he's so frustrated that we can't score. Let's do this for him.
Here's the thing, though. Like, based on the first playoff game is Wednesday, what are you going to shave on Wednesday if they're down? You got some back... I know you got chest hair. You got back hair?
That's why I kept the mustache, Stacey. Kept the mustache.
You're gonna shave your ahead. Legs?
Then again, is it the shaving that was the good luck charm, or is the mustache the good luck charm?
I think it's the shaving. I think you should next.
You just want me
armpits.
To shave everything. Get out of here. We're talking about the Junos because those were last night in Toronto,
center of the universe.
And next year they're going to be in Edmonton. Now I know what you're thinking. Wait a minute, Stacey and Clayton. I thought they were supposed to be in Saskatoon.
They were supposed to be in Saskatoon in 2020, and as we know, COVID happened and wrecked that.
Yeah.
The Junos, in fact, were, I think, one of the first events to be canceled, along with like the NBA and everything.
It was
everything.
An awful it was day. A weird I remember week. It. It sucked.
Very weird week. And yeah, you'd think we'd get an IOU one Junos in your city.
Right.
What's the deal?
Just like Lloyd and Harry in Dumb and Dumber, right? Give us an IOU, Junos, because you kind of owe us one. Like, when they announced that over the weekend, I think it was over the weekend or last week, Edmonton's getting the next Junos. I was like, wait a minute. That should be our Junos.
I really thought there, like, I legitimately thought we were getting the next one.
I just kind of assumed that's how it should go, right? We should get the next one. No. Give it to Edmonton?
Edmonton?
Well, it's just... Is it one of those, away she goes kind of situations? Because if so, nah, there's an easy way to make it up to us. Just give us a Juno Awards. Like, we were supposed to have it. It was supposed to be a huge economic boost for this city. It was just going to be... I just remember the vibe in this city beforehand.
Yeah,
It was something about it. Everyone was very excited. It was going to be a good Junos Awards. Junos Awards?
Juno Awards.
Grammar Police, give us a break. It's Monday and I had like 3 hours of sleep. it's just... I'm kind of upset at the Junos for this.
Who can I write a terse email to?
But are we allowed to be upset that Edmonton got the next one? Like,
sure.
Or is this just kind of first world problems? I don't like this. It kind of is...
It's definitely first world problems, but at the same time,
we were
ready to
Junos.
Put on a good show.
Yeah, and we were owed it. Like, it's not like there's a too tough break. Too bad, so sad, Saskatoon. No, just give us another one.
We had so much planned. Everything was literally ready to go.
We can just copy and paste the original plans,
there you
guys.
Go.
That's why it was invented. I want to go to the grocery store. I ran out of goodies, and I got to get some more. We've been having a ton of fun with our free food and fuel contest with our friends at Saskatoon Co-op and Sask Pork. Stacey Cooper is actually at the grocery store, but not because she ran out of goodies and she wants to get some more. It's because...
I'll be getting some more goodies.
Oh, okay. Cool. Doing errands on work time. Awesome. Not selfish at all. Stacey, what are you doing right now? Where are you? Give us a lowdown.
I am at the Saskatoon Co-op in Stonebridge in the canned goods aisle, more specifically. And this is it. This is a big moment. We have 86 qualifiers who won at some point with free food and fuel. Big thanks to Saskatoon Co-op and Sask Pork. And of those 86 qualifiers, everyone had the chance to win the grand prize. $5,200 worth of food or fuel, and we're doing something fun here. We have got all 86 names taped to the bottom of cans in this aisle. I've been told that they are easy to read.
Okay.
Well stuck onto the can. So, they're in between that little thing and this little thing, so now I just get to pick the winner. And but I feel like I should run down every single can that's here and give you my opinion, well, for instance, on the bean medley from Unico.
Oh, what kind of beans are in the bean medley?
I do know that I'm probably not going to pick the cream-style corn because I hate cream corn.
Obviously, who doesn't?
Just so you know.
Obviously. Now, by the way, Stacey is on Facebook Live if you want to tune in. She has a great bun, by the way. You have a great bun today.
And what?
You have a great bun today. I just want to say, if people want to check out your great bun, they can go to the Facebook Live.
Secular.
Oh, what it? Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, do I just pick? Like, should I just do this already?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm really nervous, but I do love me some cut green beans. Honestly, they're my absolute favorite. That's Are you ready?
Winner. Okay. Just let me do the longest drum roll of all time here.
Okay. Clayton has a 20-second drum roll to play first. Oh, we do it. So I look first and then say it. Oh! Nobody on that can. Nobody on that can.
Oh my God. I'm really glad we did the long drum roll here.
No! There we go. James Nebel. Congratulations, buddy. $5,200 in free food or fuel from Saskatoon Co-op.
What was that name again, Stacey?
Right.
Sorry?
James Nebel.
Yay! Let's go, James. Congratulations, buddy. That's awesome. He listens to Cruise Mornings all the time. I'm so pumped. He won with us a few days ago. Let's go. That's awesome. Green beans paying off for once.
He got in right at the end, too. So, first, buddy.
Wow, that is so cool. Congrats, James. Congrats, everyone who called in and got themselves a $100 gift card to Saskatoon Co-op. We wanted to make food and groceries. Food and groceries. They're the same thing, Clayton. Food and gas cheaper for you because it's way too expensive, and hopefully we did that for you.
We're done.
All right, hurry back here. Get back to work.
Okay.
96.3 Cruise FM, Saskatoon's greatest hits. That guy, Colin James, he won a Juno last night.
Yes, he did.
At the Juno Awards. That's all we're going to tell you because we're currently mad at the Juno Awards. Us and the Juno Awards are not on speaking terms. The Juno Awards awarded the Junos to Edmonton for 2023. What the HE double hockey sticks, Juno Awards? Did you forget about 2022? And when we had to cancel our Junos because of COVID? I mean, understandably so.
Right.
We're not getting mad
but
that you canceled it.
We are still owed a Junos.
Right.
So pay up.
You owe us, Junos. You owe us. We're waiting. It's Stacey and Clayton. We're fighting with the Junos. You know who else is fighting?
Who?
Us. Stacey is known for her food hacks. And I just can't get behind this one. So we're
really?
Fighting. We're
okay.
Fighting on this one. And you'll see why we're fighting in a bit. But proceed with your awful take.
The long and short of it is apparently TGI Fridays, reputable restaurant.
In America,
but yeah. Regardless, they know what they're doing. They say the best way to eat a burger is upside down. And I have to say, myself and my father, Abe, agree. My dad has always eaten his burgers upside down. And I was like, Dad, what the heck? And I just instinctively, I do the same thing now. Mm-hmm. And it's so much better.
So that's why we're fighting.
Because we eat burgers differently.
Why did we invent this segment? Is it because we wanted to play the Mortal Kombat theme music a bunch? Maybe. Why don't we just start eating pizza upside down, Stacey?
Crust first pizza?
Yeah. No, upside down. Flip the crust over. Like, flip it completely upside down, the slice. Yeah, so
what if
the,
it's better?
Yeah, well, yeah, why don't we just eat that upside down? Why don't we just start eating the bones and the wings, too? Why don't we just start doing everything backwards and upside down, hey?
Before you get too upset, they say if you flip the burger over, the juices collect in the big portion of the bun better and allow you to enjoy the taste of the burger better. Plus, your tongue gets to the toppings first. Also, I just have to say, it feels better in your hand.
That's what she's...
that is them.
Honestly, though, like, who's sitting there thinking this much about a burger?
And two, you know what else? When they bring you your burger, the picking it up with your thumbs underneath, a little awkward. Just do yourself a favor, turn your hands over, slip those fingers underneath, and then eat the burger.
Or just eat the burger. Or just, you know what? You do you. Oh, there's a correct way to do this. No, there's not. You do you,
no,
man.
No, they're just saying it tastes better if you eat it that way. And of course, you can eat the burger however you want.
There's no wrong way unless you eat a burger with a fork and knife, in which case, you're just wrong.
Battery power. We talk about electric vehicles here in Saskatchewan, and more of them are on the road, and more things are becoming battery powered. John Deere, the king of tractors?
Oh, the Case people are going to be quite mad at you for saying that.
Oopsie. You know John Deere. I don't know my slogans. Regardless, John Deere, they're tractor people. They know what they're doing. They're starting to come out with electric riding lawnmowers, which is pretty sweet. And battery-powered things are becoming more and more prevalent. And because, like, even to Ryobi, right, that where you snap the battery in the bottom and it powers literally any kind of tool you've ever wanted, even leaf blowers and whippersnippers. It's crazy.
I feel like kids of today will never know the real struggle that batteries used to be, though. Because batteries now, oh my God, amazing technology. You just take it out of this lawnmower, you put it in your electric drill, boom, it works. Didn't used to be like that, guys. Didn't used to be like that. Let me take you back to 1994. You're on a five-hour road trip to Calgary, and you just got Sonic the Hedgehog 2 for Game Gear, baby. You're so excited to play it. Oh, wait! You need 12 batteries in order for this thing to work.
Right.
For what, 45 minutes? Maybe?
Seemed like it.
Hey, no worries. There's an adapter. Oh, the cord is this big. I'm holding up my fingers, by the way, very shortly.
Right.
And, like, the amount of money you would spend on batteries was insane. Like, it was just crazy.
Well, and that was, and I remember too, we had, I forget what it was. It was a remote controlled something. So you needed batteries in the remote. You needed batteries in the thing that was being controlled. And my dad was like, we can't afford, who bought this for you? You did.
We spent $800 last month on batteries, guys. And you've got to reel it in.
Don't even talk if it came to the to the point where it was like it needed a C or a D cell battery.
The
those
D cell.
Big honkers.
The chonkers, right?
Or who can forget the beloved 9 volt?
You rocked my world.
Testing
this
the 9 volt on your tongue to make sure it was still
what's
good.
What's actually a 9 volt battery, though?
Six AAAs inside.
Just wrapped up, right?
Yeah.
I guess it is easier than buying six individual ones.
Fair enough, but the 9 volt hookup, too, with the extra round part, it's weird.
And good luck finding an adapter, too. Like if you have the cord that's this big and you're like, oh, just plug it in the car. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because cars and adapters back in the 90s were super easy.
Very
with the
popular.
Cigarette lighter thing. You had to have like four adapters on one for it to work. Just a...
Oh, batteries.
Batteries, man.
How you've grown.
Remote control cars were the bad ones, too.
Yeah. Man. Like I said, double batteries.
Just, any good battery stories, let us know. 938-0963. Good times.
Great hits and the best rock ever with some Nazareth. It's Cruise Morning, Stacey and Clayton. If you have a minute, the grand prize draw video is up on the Cruise Facebook page. Congratulations to James Niebel. Great guy. Won the grand prize in Cruise FM's free food and fuel. He wins $100 a week for a year to use on food or fuel from Saskatoon Co-op.
The most famous guy in Martinsville right now.
Probably.
Even before he won, he was a big deal in Martinsville.
Yeah.
Seriously, go around Martinsville and be like, hey, you guys know James? Everyone will be like, yep.
James Niebel.
It's weird. Washing stuff, your favorite thing to do.
I do love doing laundry. That's...
We just needed a segue to get into the next one.
That's a lie. I hate laundry.
That was the worst segue.
Hey, you love laundry, right? No, I don't. But this is really fun. No, it isn't fun. Why am I lying all the time on the
Strike
radio?
Strike two.
Jeez. This is interesting.
Segways are not our forte, guys, okay?
Obviously. Wow. But it was interesting. I saw a list of things that you can wash in a washing machine that you'd be surprised you actually can.
That's not interesting either. Strike three, we're out.
No, it is, though. I really like this. One thing is to not be scared to wash your child's stuffed animal. Fiona has a little pig. His name is Wilbur. And he's pink, and it gets kind of gross. The kids are gross.
Yeah.
And if they hang on to them every day, they need a wash. Gentle cycle, a little bit of detergent. Mm-hmm. That's it. No softeners.
Now, if you have one of those washing machines where you can see into the laundry, don't do that. Because the kid's going to sit there and watch.
It.
No! My dog, when she had eyes, well, we didn't have that, but like we would take her toy and wash it. She would just sit there by the washing machine.
Yeah.
Joke's on you now, Kipper. You can't see when we do that.
Haha. No. Some other fun things.
It's only fun. I can laugh at my dog. You can't.
That's why I stopped. Reusable grocery bags. Those totes you use. Those can be washed. They can get pretty gross sometimes.
What?
Soft lunch bags that you would bring your lunch to work in, you can wash those. Backpacks, chuck them in the wash.
No.
Backpacks are basically just like tent material.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chuck them in the wash. Potholders, oven mitts, obviously.
Yeah, that's an
those
obvious
don't
one.
Get washed very often, but they probably should. Sponges. I had no idea.
How dirty are your oven mitts right now? How gross would you say your oven mitts are? I have never washed my oven mitts.
First of all, I don't use mitts. I use the holders. I can't use mitts. I have to use the holders. Mine are pretty clean right now just because we only recently got them.
Uh-huh.
But those things get notoriously gross.
I used to have the oven glove. And when you have like the individual fingers, you just touch your food.
Why
like
not?
Instead of grabbing a spatula, you're like, I got the oven glove on. Meh.
I can touch anything.
That was so gross after all.
Shower curtains and liners.
What?
If they get a bit manky, chuck them in the washing machine, not the dryer. Makeup sponges. The one was interesting too. A yoga mat can be washed. Again, not put in the dryer.
I don't know about these.
Gonna give it a try. Shoes, definitely shoes. But what I thought was really funny is like any hard plastic kids toy, i.e. Lego.
So if you wouldn't think of it, but yeah, that's a great idea.
Your kids got the stomach flu while they're playing with their bin of Lego, and they barf into the whole thing. Just dump it in the wash.
Also,
again,
too, though,
don't put it in the dryer.
Don't put that in the dryer. Can you imagine?
Stacey and Clayton, weekday morning, 6 to 10 on Cruise.